been elected last year. I'm on the council now about 15 months or so, and I have a good grasp of what the issues are now within Donegal. You have a whole area of education and health and mental health and environment, agriculture especially, a big one in Donegal with all the rural population, and many more. Just there's a list ongoing there, you know.
There has been speculation whether Fianna Fáil will run two or three candidates. What do you think about that? Do you think that there should be two or three put forward?
A lot of people would think now, especially in the Letterkenny Milford area, that the three candidate strategy would be the best way forward if we want to deliver two seats for Fianna Fáil. I think if you give Donegal the geographical spread, it's a very large county. There is a gap there in the middle around the Letterkenny municipal area, and I think the population's there, and I think if a candidate were to get standing in that area, it stands a very good chance of election.
You are Fianna Fáil's youngest councillor. Do you think that there is a need for more younger blood?
Absolutely. I think Fianna Fáil, a party that is trying to rebuild at the moment after the last general election, I think in fairness to now, we did get a lot of younger candidates to run in the local elections. I'll be very confident that I could attract more young people into the party. I think if Fianna Fáil want to be strong and vibrant within Donegal, the massive county that it is, I think it's vital that a presence in Letterkenny for a Fianna Fáil candidate, because thousands of people travel in and out to Letterkenny on a daily basis, whether it be to work, socialise or study.